Hey everyone, this is your boy Daily News from the Real Dream Podcast. On behalf of Duke Mailman and I, we want to thank all of you guys for listening to us and supporting us. If you like what you hear, please follow us on our social media pages. We're at The Real Dream Podcast on Facebook. We're at TRDcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if that's not enough for you, look us up on Linktree at linktree.com/TRDcast. Thank you all for the support and enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Real Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Daily News. I'm here with my boys, Duke and Mailman. How y'all doing today, fellas?
What up, what up, what up?
What's up, everybody? We good, man. Let's get it started.
All right. We got some topics today that are near and dear to us. The first topic today comes from social media, man. I don't know if anybody's been on our social media pages, but if not, please follow us at TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at The Real Dream Podcast. Man, we posted a video that came across TikTok about this guy and whether or not women should be, the conversation was, should women perform wife duties before they're married? And he had a very interesting perspective, and we're gonna play the clip and get everyone's reaction about this one.
Should women perform wife duties before they become a wife, part one?
Matter of fact, fuck that, I don't give a fuck. Women give dumbass fucking advice, and this is a clear indication of it, by telling other women don't perform wife duties. Plain and simple, how life works is, this is the problem with women. Women are losers. They have loser mentalities. Just like this. Hold on, let me finish. Women have loser mentalities, and this is the prime example of it. Don't perform wife duties until you become a wife. That's like telling an NBA player, don't go to the gym until you become an NBA. No, plain and simple, you must set a foundation. You must have structure. You must have principles in order to become a wife. You don't just wake up and become a wife. You must develop good habits. You must basically, like she said, you got to train to become a wife. You don't wake up and just be a good wife. Mm. Also, and this is why I say women are have a loser's mentality and are losers. When you're a high performer, you perform at high levels all the time. You don't pick and choose when you perform at high levels. When you're a winner, you win all the time. When you want to be the best, you want to be the best all the time. You don't give half-ass efforts and expect maximum results. So you don't have a 1 foot in, 1 foot out philosophy, meaning like, I'm not going to do this unless he does this, or I'm not going to do that unless he gives me a ring. You won't ever get a ring, because plain and simple, men don't marry women based off of delusion. They marry women based off of facts and logic. They marry you based off of your actions, not what we think you're going to do once we get married. So plain and simple, women are losers. They have loser mentalities. They don't perform at high levels. And this is a clear indication of it. Don't perform wife duties until you become a wife. Like I said, that's like telling a bodybuilder, don't go to the gym until it's time for Mr. Olympia. No, you got to train to be good at anything. If you perform at a high level, it's like this. I say all disciplines affect all other disciplines. So if you're not disciplined in one area, you're probably not disciplined in another. So if you go into a situation with a man and you say, I'm not going to perform wife duties until you make me a wife, I guarantee you, he won't make you a wife. Cause like it says in the 48 laws of power, take yourself serious if you want others to take you serious. And he can clearly see that you don't take yourself serious. So why the fuck would he take you serious? You got a lot to say. You snickering and shit.
I bet she do got a lot to say.
No shit. God damn. Damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot to unpack in that one.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Who hurt this nigga?
Oh, yeah. Somebody did.
I want to know. Look, he goes by Donald B. Havin. I ain't gonna call him that. And on his bio, it says he is the king of toxicity. So
no, he does. No, he does not have that in his bio.
He does. Yeah.
Wow.
So for the
time, that's telling me right there, he's just trying to get a reaction.
Right. I'm going to refer to him as toxic nigga for the remainder of this podcast. So if you got kids around that ain't okay with hearing that word, I suggest they vacate the premises immediately, because it's going to come out.
Expeditiously.
First of all, I want you to understand that, like, there are people that actually do agree with this and agree with a lot of things that he says, and there are points that he is making that I can kind of understand. At the same token, I have never been more infuriated against another motherfucker in my entire life, except
hey
for
now, hey now, I got motherfucker copyrighted, motherfucker. Oh, my bad.
You're right. I ain't never been.
You better come up with another cuss ass word.
Yeah, okay, well, I got
toxic, another cuss ass word. Another cuss ass word.
Oh, we just making shit up, but I got Caucasity. I got Caucasity. Yeah, that's my word. So, but
is this one gonna be the Negocity?
Nah. I can't. No, we don't think this way. This is this motherfucker. So this is just toxic nigga. He's special. With that being said, man, I don't understand this. I don't understand this at all. Like, what is going on with you that makes you this angry? Like, losers with loser mentality? Like,
yeah.
Gosh, man. It pisses me off. Like not like Jada Pinkett Smith pisses me off.
Oh, but like, shit.
No. I'm happy.
Leave
now.
That shit alone.
I'm happy now. I'm good. I have my weight lifted off my soul on that one. So I'm good.
And the one person that wanted you to hear about it is happy too, apparently.
Yes, he is. And if you are listening to this, thank you. Thank you very much.
You ain't shit.
You
ain't shit.
Yep. Nope. Not at all. But anyway, look, man. Yeah, this just, it makes no sense. Like, he's just rambling. Like, first of all, okay, it's 2022, right? I think it's still 2022. I don't know.
Hey, what is first of all? What does that mean? It's first of all. Or first off, which one are you combining them both? Which one are you trying to say?
So, like, my grammatical skills has always been critiqued on this podcast, and hey, I'm starting man. To feel offended and attacked.
Hey, you keep giving them to us, though, man.
Exactly. I thought you said that the first time, but I was like, maybe, you know, I'm getting up there age, so maybe my ears just ain't working right. But then I heard you say this shit again. I'm like, wait a minute. Nope. It's either first of all or first off. Not first. What did you say? First of all.
First of all. First yeah, of that off. Shit makes yes. no sense.
Hey. Fine.
All right. I don't know. Y'all right. That makes no sense. None.
Yeah, it does now. Y'all understand my grammatical skills. So we're not going to keep going into that. It just, I hate y'all. Anyway, first of all, okay.
There you go.
This, like, it's 2022, man. Women are not, like, going to be putting out everything for just some random man that they dating. Like, it's not about loser mentality or being the best. This ain't no damn competition. You don't, if you want a woman to be your wife and you're like, oh, they need to perform wife duties, that's not why you find a wife in a woman. It is about who she is as a person and the qualities that she has, not the duties that she's assigned to based off of your dumbass interpretation of what a relationship is supposed to be. I don't, man. I'm gonna let you have it, man. I'm gonna let you go, boy, because I'm boiling, boy.
Oh, dude, we gonna see what Duke got to say about this.
Yeah, so first off, he's a dumbass for one.
Yeah.
I agree with that, especially like in that whole quote unquote tirade that he had. I didn't hear it out one time he say, since I'm doing my husband duties, I expect her to do her wife's duties. It was all about the quote unquote losers and loser mentality. Well, all I heard coming out of his mouth was a loser mentality. All I heard coming out of his mouth was narcissistic things, because the only thing he was saying was, this is what she should do, and she a loser because she ain't doing this. What the fuck are you doing to deserve that any goddamn way?
Right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. That thinking doesn't make sense to me. I don't think that anybody, especially not right off the bat, that's something that you grow into. So for anybody that thinks that somebody should be doing that right off the bat, like it sounds like, and maybe I'm interpreting it incorrectly, but it sounds like that's what he want a female to do right off the bat. So first off, sir, what the fuck are you doing? So are you doing your husband duties to allow her to feel comfortable enough to be to do wife duties for you? And two, is this motherfucker even married, engaged? Does he have a girlfriend? Does
no.
He, I mean, maybe it's a he.
No.
I mean, you know, whatever it is. You
no.
Know.
So he how don't the got fuck neither. You going?
Okay. Has he ever been married? Anything like that? Do we know that?
No, he hasn't.
Okay.
So he's. I'd have done my so research on toxic nigga. Oh yeah. When I heard this, I'm in his ass. I'm all no over shit. This boy.
Yeah, so he's trying to tell women to do something that he's not doing himself. So that don't even make no fucking sense. You can't have somebody, you can't expect something from somebody if you ain't giving something in return. It's give and take all the way. So that's all I got to say about that. Go ahead, Melman.
All right, let's break this shit down. You know what I'm saying? Let's start with the
This nigga got notes.
All right, you know I did. Hey, buckle up, goddamn it. Let's buckle up. All right, so check it out. Let's just start out with his first statement. Like, for one, I absolutely disagree with this whole statement about that women are losers and have a loser's mentality. That is some complete bullshit, you know what I'm saying? But I do believe that some women have adopted some concepts that may not be in their best interest. You know what I'm saying? And men, we do this as well. Like, you know what I'm saying? We may think some things or ways of going about doing something, you know what I'm saying, is the right way to go about doing it when in actuality it's from fucking complete bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And he made a statement. He said that something about being a sound foundation or something. Now, I do agree with, you know what I'm saying, with that aspect. In a relationship, there must be a sound foundation, because a house that's built on a weak foundation will not stand, you know what I'm saying, the weather or the test of time. So, you know, there is a little bit of merit in that aspect of what he said. Like, you know what I'm saying, make sure you have a strong foundation in your relationships. I get that. But I don't agree with this notion that high performers have to perform at high levels all the time. Listen here, people are not fucking robots, you know what I'm saying? Like, you deserve to have some rest and relaxation, even if that's in a relationship, your job, or whatever it is. That's what vacations and shit is called. That's what that shit is for, you know what I'm saying? And I think rest and relaxation is actually essential to having a healthy life, you right?
Yeah, we're going on vacation here in a few weeks.
See, that's what I'm talking about. So, like, I don't agree with that aspect. But then he also makes this comment. He was like, let me check my notes. So, I don't agree with the part where he says you don't give half-ass effort and then expect maximum results. So, not that I don't agree with that. I kind of do agree with that aspect of things, meaning that it speaks to having that lack of enthusiasm for what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? When you half-ass do something. So, like, take for instance, say your woman giving you some Glock 3000 or something. You know what I'm saying? But if she does it in a way that makes you feel like, you know what I'm saying, it's a chore, or that she's like being forced to do it because, you know what I'm saying, there are going to be ramifications later on down the line, then there's a problem, you know, with that, right? And all it does is give birth to resentment, you know what I'm saying, in a relationship. Like, you know, that's that half-ass doing shit. Or let's say, you know, your woman is asking you to spend more time with her, and then you go and you spend time with her, but you make it so that it's fucking a nightmare for her the whole time. You go out of your way, you know what I'm saying, to be negative while you spending time with her. So you giving her what she asked for, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying, you making it, you turning it into a chore. You lacking enthusiasm about it. And so now she's going to start resenting you for that shit.
Can I say something about your examples? Here's the thing. You refer to, like, women doing things for men as half-assed, and you used an example for men doing things for women. Now, your example for women was The Glock 3000. wait. Now, every man is like, yo, my dude, I feel you. And then your example for women was, oh, we're going to spend time with him. How far our female listeners are going to feel that those two are equal activity?
I'm just giving examples here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't trying to compare one to the other. Stop that. Stop trying to compare them one with the fucking other. I'm just giving examples here. You know what I'm saying?
Like, this is so that point out, man.
This is just what the examples that I could think of, you know what I'm saying, off the top of my head, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying, when I was actually coming up with this. Like, I'm just, because I've heard, like, a lot of women, you know what I'm saying, they never really speak about, you know what I'm saying, issues in the bedroom as being a problem. It's more things of, like, acts of services, you know, service or quality time, not spending time with. That's why I use spending time for the woman example, that Glock 3000, you know what I'm saying, kind of from personal experience, you know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you gonna give me some unenthusiastic head. I mean, I ain't gonna really appreciate that. Like, I'm gonna say
working.
I don't want it to be a chore for you. If you don't want to do it, just don't do it. You know,
I'm gonna say working in the medical field, I work with a lot of women. So when you say we don't see a lot of women like complain about sex or whatever, I just pictured me saying that out loud at work and like five women just be like, you know what I'm saying? So,
well, let me put it this way. They complain about that shit when they mad at you. You know what I'm saying? But just not in like casual conversation. I don't see that as being a thing. You understand?
Oh, I don't get it.
I may be wrong.
I don't have a conversation. They just like talk amongst each other. I mind my business.
Like I said, I was just giving some examples here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, don't get too deep into this. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I get what you're saying.
I'm sorry. You said Glock 3000. I ain't. That will never be forgotten.
Nope. Right.
Go ahead, proceed. Sound like you got some more, though. Go ahead.
I do got a little bit more. What was I? Goddamn.
I don't know. You lost me.
You lost the head. Once we hit the Glock, I was like,
okay. So what I'm saying is that it creates, you know what I'm saying, resentment and a negative experience for both you and your partner. So, you know, it ultimately leads to resentment. Or let's say you build a chair and it requires four screws in each leg, but you decide to only place one screw in each leg. By doing that, you are weakening the structural integrity of the chair, thus limiting the ability for maximum support, correct? So that goes to say that half-ass doing something does not create the maximum result or whatever. So what I'm trying to say is that I think he got a point with, you know what I'm saying, half-ass in a relationship. If you give half-ass effort in a relationship, you're going to get half-assed results out of your relationship.
I agree with you on that, but I don't think like that's, I think that's the disconnect with what you're saying, right? If you give half-assed relationship, don't expect a healthy relationship, right? At the same token,
right,
he's not talking about the relationship. He's talking about duties. And I think that's where we disagree. You know what I mean? He's talking about the role of a wife and the responsibilities you have as a wife. You give full, go 100%. Whether you're a wife or not. And that is where we all agree that this motherfucker is toxic.
All right. I'm getting to that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I know.
Like, you know, like I was saying though, I agree with that point. But and then also he made a point about men don't marry based on what we think a woman will do as a wife. We marry. But I feel that me personally, like if I'm getting married again, I'm not going to marry based on what I think she would do in the sense that, you know what I'm saying, I haven't vetted her already to see what she's going to do. Meaning like, so you in a relationship with a woman, you want to make sure that, you know, you trust this woman. You trust to know that she's going to have your back. You trust to know that she's going to be a partner. You trust to know that she won't cheat on you. You trust to know that she can be a team player in your relationship. And so I look at the relationship being the dating phase of it or whatnot, being the trial phase, so to speak, of whether or not, you know, since she's going to be a good potential candidate for a wife, right? That, I mean, that's kind of how I look at it. And I think he might have been trying to say that, but I don't want to put words in Mr. Toxic's mouth, you know what I'm saying, on this. But, like, for me personally, I just feel like, yes, relationships are kind of a trial phase for a marriage. Like, meaning I'm trying to see, is this woman going to be a good lifelong partner, mm-hmm. you know? And so when I get ready to marry a woman, yes, of course, I'm not going to be looking towards to see, you know what I'm saying, looking to see if she's just telling me some shit, you know what I'm saying, just to satisfy, you know what I'm saying, saying that, hey, yeah, I'm going to be this type of way. But are your actions lining up with what you're saying you're going to be? You know what I mean? Because actions speak louder than words. And so I feel like, yes, I'm going to marry a woman based on her actions or her merits. Like, she's shown me that she's trustworthy. She's shown me that, you know what I'm saying, she's going to have my back. She has shown me that she's going to be supportive. She's shown me all these things, you know what I'm saying? So why not marry her? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of where I'm at with that. And then I also kind of want to pose this question to our listeners, to our female audience, though. You know what I'm saying? If what would you do if a man said that, hey, I'm not going to perform husbandly duties until you marry me? Or until we get married? Like, you know, the reverse of that. Mm-hmm. Just putting it out there.
You want to find out if women would be okay with that coming from a man?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I hope so, boy. I'm interested. Only reason I'm interested because I be saying that shit.
Right, yeah. I'm not gonna perform. You saying you're not gonna perform husbandly duties until you actually your husband?
No,
or her husband. Or I think
there are certain things that you carry yourself as a husband, but I'm not just going to do anything and everything for someone that I'm just dating. If I'm serious, then yeah, I'm going to do more. You know what I mean? And then
so even before you get married, you're gonna, once you get serious, you're gonna perform husbandly duties. Beforehand, right? Is that what you're saying?
Like, how can I put this in a way everyone will understand? If I'm dating you for 3-4 months, I'm not planning a trip to Paris with you as a vacation to get away from the kids. You know what I mean? We just date and we figure each other out. Now, right, once you get more serious, then yeah, we could go to trips and vacays and stuff like that.
Well, let's say, what about this? So you just dating, right? You know what I'm saying? And you know, y'all not living together or whatnot, but she asks you to pay one of her bills. You know, let's say it's her rent. She wants you to pay her rent.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, is that a boyfriend duty or a husband duty?
No, that's a dumb nigga duty. I don't got the money. to be financing both of us.
Hey, but let's say you did have the money to finance both of you guys. Nah. You know what I'm saying? Are you still going to do that as just being in a relationship versus, you know what I'm saying, if I'm your husband?
Now, is this a request from her to pay her rent, or is this she ran into some hard times and she need help to pay the rent? Because those are two separate things.
This shit off top, like, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all in a relationship.
Nope, you got a job.
Nah, that ain't happening. You got a job.
Yep. Now, you come hard times and I got it, then you got it. That's different. And we serious. Like, that's not even a question, because I don't think money would be that big of an issue. It's like, yeah, we're together. Yeah. If we're serious, you help me. You'll help me. If I was in a situation, I'm going to help you when you're in a situation. That's not a standard, but it's like a, you know, kind of part of the relationship. At the same token, we're just in a relationship and you're just like, hey, can you pay my rent? Because I don't want to pay my rent. You got me all the way fucked up. So I just wanted, this is not.
So now, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. This poses the question is, what are the duties of a husband and what are the duties of a wife and versus what is the duties of a boyfriend or a girlfriend?
Yeah, I think that.
Like, do we even know what our responsibilities are as being a husband and versus being a boyfriend or being a wife versus being a girlfriend?
I think
they're different.
I think we have a core. I think most people, most adults, most mature, non-toxic nigga adults have a good sense of what the core requirements are to be a husband and a wife. Like with us, we know our main priority is to provide and protect. That's the number one duties of us, right? And then everything else goes along the idea of your relationship specifically. You know what I mean? That is something you guys got to work out individually. There are guys that I'm working, you know, I know a couple that's married, has one kid, plan or another, and his wife makes a lot more than him. So providing is not necessarily the deep, like the, you know, I have to make the money in the house. They've got that settled and they, it works for them. You know what I mean? But I think this is something that you got to work out with your relationship. But when you talk about like duties, like dishes and stuff like that, some men like doing dishes, some women don't, and that works out for them. And so
it's just interesting though, that to see, you know what I'm saying? Like what people consider to be a husband's duty or a girlfriend's duties or a wife's duty. Cause like I said this before, I think that, you know, the people have different expectations from a girlfriend versus a wife or a boyfriend versus a husband. There's a different level of expectations when you start entering into marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as you guys communicate those expectations, I think it's healthy. But I want to know now. You didn't get my curiosity going, boy. What to our female listeners? How do you feel if a man came up to you and said, "I won't perform husband duties until I'm your husband"? Let us know in the comments and write us and let us know, man. I'm excited for this one. So, yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear that shit too. Yeah. Like, and, let us know.
Yeah, and too toxic, nigga.
Women are not fucking losers or have loser mentalities. Like, stop with that fucking toxic line of fucking rhetoric. That shit is bullshit, man. Damn, what the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
My mama said, if you don't got nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all.
I mean, like, I said, I can see how, you know what I'm saying, he made some points that were kind of valid arguments, but his delivery, his approach, you know what I'm saying, and the fucking simple name calling and like talking down to women, I do not agree with that shit at all. Like, yeah. You miss me with that bullshit, you know?
Yeah, he is definitely the narcissist, so good luck to him. I hope you get hit over head with a shovel. Anyway, we're going to take a quick
commercial. Do better, motherfucker. Do better, motherfucker.
Nah, just get off the air. Get off the air. Fuck all that. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Not too long ago, we had the lovely Bahia Shabazz on one of our episodes to talk to us about Brown Girls Do Invest. Brown Girls Do Invest is a nonprofit organization established to educate women to invest in stocks, real estate, and to acquire multiple lines of income while encouraging women to invest and build a diverse financial portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest develops money management skills and positive behavior in middle school and high school children, as well as the working class woman, to improve opportunities to build that diverse portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest offers a year-round education, community-based programs, educational meetings, financial literacy programs, and even a mentorship program. Definitely check out browngirlsdoinvest.com and also on their Twitter and Facebook at Browns Girls Do Invest for more information. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the episode. And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to our second topic of the day. And today, man, we're just going to switch it up a little bit and lighten the mood, man, and talk about us as fathers, man. We all got kids. We all got kids that have are at that age where they're starting to develop their own personalities. And so I want to kind of put this out, starting to either give you hope or fear when it comes to their personality and their development, man.
I'll start this one off since New didn't want to bring me in.
He big man.
I'll start this one off. But so for me, a few years ago, and so what she was doing was she was teaching me sign language. And for the life of me, I was just going with it because, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, you learn the sign language, right? Mm-hmm. And then we went home to back down south to, you know, visit my family. And she was trying to teach other members of my family sign language as well. And then we got back home. I was like, what is up with her and, you know what I'm saying, the sign language and stuff, right? And so I was coming to pick her up from school, and I saw her signing with this little girl. And I walked up on them, and the little girl had hearing aids and things like that. So she, like, that's how she actually communicates. And come to find out, she was learning how to sign so that she can communicate with her friend.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was like, oh my God, who is this little sweet individual, this little human being that is so freaking sweet like this? I was like, oh my God, like, it's like, it's all, now it's all making sense. She was freaking teaching me sign and language so she can be, have more practice at it so that she can actually be able to communicate with her friend. I was like, that is the fucking sweetest shit I ever seen in my life, man. And like, that's how, like, that's my daughter. She is just a sweetheart and I fucking love her for it.
That's awesome, man. That's adorable. Yeah, I love how, like, yours is like, oh, my daughter's, like, so sweet and innocent. And then I just realized my daughter got anger issues. She's playing basketball. And, you know, it's the first quarter. And she's playing defense. And one of the girls gets fouled. And someone on the opposite team called one of her teammates a bitch. And she was like, and then the coach called a timeout, was like, you can't say that. And so my daughter's just standing there on the court, and he subs the girl out, and she's like, that's okay, they're all morons. And my daughter's like, what do you mean we're morons? And we're just playing the game like you are. And she's like, well, we're gonna win. My daughter's like, the score is 6-0, like, chill out. And she's like, it's the first quarter, we're still gonna win. And my daughter's like, okay. That little girl had no points the entire game. My daughter just, like, you could tell she wasn't playing for points. She was playing for bruises. Like, that motherfucker was playing rough. She set a pick so hard, even I was like, yo, ref, you going to tech her for that? If not, she grounded. Like, one of us got to discipline this kid, because that was
totally. If memory serves me correctly, when I asked her about that, she said to me, she heard a voice in her head that dad said, it's no longer time to play for points. It's time to play for bruises.
So yeah, yeah.
I blame you.
I blame me too. Because there was one point where they was wrestling for the ball, and you could tell she wasn't trying to get the ball away from the girl as much as she was trying to throw the girl to the ground with the ball. After she's the same girl that called her teammate a bitch, and everybody was like, all right, that's enough. And I'm like, that's what I'm talking about.
Shit.
I'm a bad influence, boy. But yeah.
Like a motherfucker, man. Yeah. Like a motherfucker.
Honestly,
what you teaching that baby?
Just stand up for yourself and for your friends. And I thought that was the coolest. I think that was the coolest thing that I saw. I was like, that's super dope. I'm afraid of you now when you get home, but you know, you should go to your room and
you better not piss her off. Stay with me. You're gonna be asleep, she gonna be with her finger up to your nose, check, make sure you still breathe.
Oh,
before she fucking attack your ass.
Yeah, that's mean, boy. So, what about you, Duke?
Yeah, I'll go now since I was skipped over.
Like a motherfucker. Fucked the order.
Yeah. I did.
Didn't bring me in.
Oh,
yeah. Just stand in front of fucking dude right now. Damn. What are you doing, dude?
It's early.
But anyway, I'll talk about my two youngest. They both got both of my sides of personality. One of them will stare you to death and you think you're going to die. And then the other one just will love you to death and be the life of the party. So it just kind of depends. My youngest, you know, he's silly, he's outgoing, you know, he's the life of the party. People are attracted to him, stuff like that. He's always engaging. Everybody already talking about, you know, how well behaved he is, so on and so forth. You think he's a little crazy because he's like jump off of shit and you're like, all right, and run into walls. I'm like, all right, you all right? No blood? All right, cool. That's fine. You good. And then run off and talk about he's Sonic and pew and all types of crazy shit. And then you got my 12-year-old. Well, don't cross her because she's going to look at your ass like you crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'd be like, hey, how you doing? She look at you like, I don't know you. Like, oh, you man, do yeah know me. I'm your uncle. I don't know you at all. I don't know you today. So you gotta reestablish the connection with her every single day, because she gonna look at you crazy. Even if it's like an hour later, she look at you crazy, boy. So it's just, you know, that's all it is. I got one kid that's gonna be the life of the party and so on and so forth, and the other one that's just gonna be like, don't you fucking say the wrong word, we're gonna have a problem. So
Yo, youngest is fucking hilarious. Like, I'm talking about fucking hilarious. Who is out to dinner? Sus. Everybody sus. He just walked up on you. Sus. I was dying. I'm like, why are you calling everybody sus, man? Like, he found a new word and he liked that shit. Everybody sus. I was like, he's fucking hilarious.
And the older one, man, she took, was it when we went out to eat for her birthday, the lady came over and was like, oh my gosh, whose birthday is it? Yours. How old are you? And she glared at her like, bitch, really? Do we need to say, do I need to say something? True. Oh, man.
She did have that. She did have that death stare on her like, bitch, why you putting me on blast right now?
And what killed me was the paw. She was like, bitch.
It was the same way right before she got ready to read the card that she got for her birthday. Yeah. She was like, really? I gotta read this? She don't give two fucks. She don't play no games, goddammit. She ain't feeling that shit. She ain't feeling that shit. Sorry. Yeah,
so it's just interesting, man. It gives me both hope and fear that our daughters are picking up so much of our personalities.
Man, I just worry, like, when they all three get together and they become teenagers and they go to places together, I feel sorry for whoever have to interact with these girls, because, as sweet as my daughter is, don't get it fucking twisted, because she will fuck you up. Like my daughter is going to be, like I said this to y'all, I think my daughter's going to be the one that will punch a motherfucker in their shit. Your daughter, Duke, will be the one that will say something to a motherfucker, cut them so deep that they start fucking, you know what I'm saying, going to a state of depression. Fucking News daughter will say something so fucking off the wall that a motherfucker be start reevaluating their place in fucking universe. It's like, who am I now? Like, just fuck up, just completely obliterate their fucking mental state. I swear to God, these girls are going to be dangerous when they get old.
I know.
Dangerous.
I don't know. She was like, Daddy, how old do I get to live with you until? I'm like, till you 18. Well, some of my friends, till you 18, then you can move out on your own. Not because Daddy doesn't want you to live with me, it's because Daddy's afraid of an adult version of you living in my home, still being able to do the shit that you do. I'm sorry, I can't do that. I'm sorry. Go to college. Go somewhere. Go somewhere far away. Yep. Yeah. Go live on campus. Grow. Adapt. Because Daddy needs therapy. So, man. All right. We're gonna take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, we're excited to announce our partnership with Greenlight. Greenlight card, yeah.
Hold on, I wrote a commercial you want to hear? Here you go. Greenlight! Because I use it and they're paying me for it. Right. Cha-ching! Bam, baby. There you go.
And that's commercial. All right, back to the show.
And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to our third topic of the day.
On the next episode of Ratchet News. Me. Let's get ratchet, mother. Fuck us.
Namaste, my nigga. Namaste.
I had to get it to the zone first.
For our listening viewers, y'all didn't see him with his like praying hands up, you know what I'm saying, beforehand. But like, you know what I'm saying, that's why I'm like, namaste, my nigga, namaste.
I like that slingshot you did, motherfuckers. I don't know what you said.
I had one of our listeners like contact me personally. He was like, on the last episode, he was like, What happened to the motherfucker, man? I was waiting for the motherfucker. You know what I mean?
I had a couple people say that to me too, so I can never omit the motherfucker.
The motherfucker is like the icing on the cake, like the cherry on the top. You just gotta put that motherfuckers on that bitch.
So to all my motherfuckers, I'm sorry, motherfuckers. I won't omit the motherfucker. No motherfucking more. All right.
All right, motherfucker. All right, baby. All right, let's go.
All right, ratchet news for today, man. Florida teacher brought to the hospital.
Here we go.
After being attacked by her some student.
Shit. We're in Florida.
A 5 years old.
Florida.
Well, she was attacked. I'm sorry. We'll let you
know.
Yeah,
I blacked out after you said Florida. My bad. Go ahead.
So it's cool. Florida teacher attacked and hospitalized by her student of 5 years old.
Wait, hold the fuck up. What?
What the fuck did the 5 year old do?
Yeah, we about to get into it. Yeah, that's it. Florida student. Yeah. A South Florida teacher was brought to the hospital last week after she was attacked by a 5 year old student, leaving her dazed and unresponsive. The Pines Lake Elementary School teacher was found by first responders sitting on the ground against the wall and appeared to be in a faint state. She was clearly weak and dazed, able to blink and breathe regularly, but at no point was able to vocally respond, so a sign that she had been concussed.
You got your ass whooped by a 5 year old.
How does that even happen? She get pistol whooped?
Hey, that motherfucker.
He have a bat.
He broke her ass down. Yep. He broke her ass down with that lunchbox.
Yeah, that almost 5 year old right now. My youngest is almost five. I can't see this little motherfucker beating up anybody at this point in time. Not a grown ass person.
No shit. How the fuck?
Yes. Look, we need more information.
Okay, here we go. So, incident started when a student had to be removed from class for throwing things around and flipping a chair, as the police said. The student was
hit on a chair. There it is. He said, all right, bitch.
I got something for you.
Okay, wait. Yeah. So it gets better. The student was then brought to an empty cool down room where the attack
people. I need to know.
Of the Caucasian persuasion, because you know ain't no black folks gonna fucking deal with no 5 year old trying to whoop their ass.
Okay,
they that's
what
lacking.
I when I heard the what was it the cool down room?
Yeah,
that's what I heard. Okay, the cool down room. That. Okay,
yeah.
All right. Well, he cooled her ass down, didn't he?
Like, yeah. Hey, jumped off Superman off the wall and tore her head.
So
it was an empty room. I'm thinking he hit her head with a chair or something, but no, he took it to an empty cool down room.
Yeah,
an empty cool down room.
There's no record of what happened in that room, but all I picture is y'all remember the first Spider-Man movie where Macho Man was like, "You ain't going nowhere. I got you for 3 minutes to play time."
That's crazy. But they don't say what he hit her with or nothing. Like, what the fuck actually happened? I want to know how a 5 year old whoops a grown ass person ass.
Exactly.
So I know to be weary around these fucking 5 year olds.
Yes.
Nah, boy, I don't want to know. I don't want to know what he did.
I want to know. So I can protect myself.
I'm a little impressed. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
A little impressed because I want to know what that little motherfucker did. Personally.
No shit.
Here's the thing. If you are a grown ass adult and a child knocks you out with a chair, you can say, this motherfucker hit me with a chair. The fact that it's been 5-6 days and you have not stated what they did to you in that room, meaning he took his hands and put them on your face, and you just don't want to be embarrassed that you caught the pause from someone still learning their ABCs. That's your problem.
Literally the pause.
That's your problem.
Literally. Little baby pause.
Oh my God, man. What is
easy? That is fucking crazy.
I've seen a lot of fights, you know what I'm saying? And I know one move that gets people every damn time, it don't matter how big you are or how strong you are, it's a well-placed punch perfectly to the chin where it snaps that fucking your neck, where it temporarily separates your spine from your fucking head. That will knock a motherfucker out every fucking time. You've seen it in MMA, you've seen it in boxing when they get hit square on the fucking chin. Bam, lights out, goddammit.
You are 4 feet taller than this little motherfucker.
Hey, I was just about to ask, how tall is she?
I'm going to give y'all the scenario. I'm going to tell you this is how it went down in my mind. This is how it went down. She bent down, you know what I'm saying, to talk to him, trying to discipline him. Yeah. So she on her knees, you know what I'm saying? And the 5-year-old is standing straight up, looking her eye to eye, so she can, you know what I'm saying, reprimand him. And while she's talking to this motherfucker and reprimanding him, he caught that button, you know what I'm saying, right on her fucking chin and let her have it.
In my head, he hit her with a spinning back fist. That's what that little motherfucker did. With a spinning back fist. God, he was like, are you kidding?
I think you would have seen that one coming. You would have seen that one coming and like back about it the way I got us on that little motherfucker.
I don't know. If a motherfucker can get beat up by a 5-year-old, I don't think they see very much shit coming. So I don't, you know what I'm saying? So I'm how tall is, like, is she small too? Like,
I don't know.
She had to be. That's why I'm like, she has to have been down there in his face at eye level with him. You know what I'm saying? Right there reprimanding him, and he fucking snuck up one with, you know what I'm saying, hard as he could, right on the fucking chin. Snapped that neck back, bam! Man. She was on the motherfucking ground.
Yeah. I don't even know how I'll respond if I was called by the school and was told that my kid did that. I don't know. I'd be a little impressed.
I'd have been like, here go night night, nigga. Everybody go night night, nigga.
Start calling that little motherfucker Bam Bam.
I would immediately be getting him into some boxing or some MMA, something.
No shit. Something.
Hey, that's crazy.
I don't estimate nobody, even a little fucking kid. I seen a little kid I don't know what show it was, but this little motherfucker was dressed like Bruce Lee and wielding nunchucks just like his little dad. I'm like, that little motherfucker is dangerous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd fucking kick him in the forehead before he ever got close to me.
I stand by this. I've been saying it for years now. Fuck them kids. I don't know why y'all bring his little ass to a cool down room. Whoop his ass in front of everybody.
No shit. Well, he clearly ain't a cool down child. That's not the type of child you want to cool down to.
So to the teacher that got your ass whooped, I hope your hospital stay is not too long and that you get help with your boxing lessons. And I would look for a new school to be teaching.
Yes, for real.
Bitch better put your guard up, goddamn.
She can't talk shit to nobody.
No, hey, for
no
real.
Other teacher, for real. Nothing.
Bobby Weed, bitch.
Shit.
Bobby Weed, bitch.
That bitch ain't one thing out of line. Somebody be like, you talking? You show.
You ain't got no respect. Ooh. No more. Like, nope. You gonna be like, oh, you wanna tell me how to raise my kids? Shut up. I have my students go over there and put you in your place.
Ow. Tell them to stop hitting me.
And the little Sugar Ray Robinson over there in Florida. listen, man, you got a bright future ahead of you. Continue your boxing career. I salute you.
Let's be honest, though. She probably would have lost her fucking job if she'd have beat that fucking kid's ass for swinging on
that. She
ain't
had no chance to. He already whooped the ass, so she ain't had no chance anyway.
I would want my revenge.
What if she fucking come back at that?
You gonna be able to walk around telling motherfuckers you whooped my ass? No. We're gonna have to run that back, player. We're gonna have to run that one back. Fuck that, yo. You know, every time I see you, it's on site, motherfucker. It's on site.
Shit. Ain't gonna whoop. No. Those fighting words, boy. To my fellas, Duke and Mailman,
gave her a fucking concussion.
He put her to sleep. He put her to sleep.
You. They said whooping that bitch. I'm telling you, what he did.
Yeah, he had
what he did.
Like jump and fucking punch at the same fucking time, square right on that fucking chin. Because he forgot
to tell everybody he was a ninja. That's what it was. He's a little motherfucking ninja. He was hopping off of the walls to the motherfucking Harukin. Well, I'm telling you, that's what he did. I'm telling you, that's what he did. For real. She probably got about 17 people in the room. It was just that one little nigga that just spitting back fist the shit out of her. That was it.
Hey, I'm gonna say this. Get that little man some anger management class.
Shit. He's a wrong class, bro.
Hey, he fucking throwing chairs and throwing shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, get that little motherfucker some anger management class now. Mm-hmm. That shit's only gonna get worse the older he get.
Mm-hmm. True. Real talk on that.
Yeah,
that
you're gonna end up growing up into like toxic nigga 2.0. So don't get him some help.
Yep.
So
yeah, you know, you hear them stories about how, you know what I'm saying, kid at 16 killed his whole fucking family and shit. Because you should have been whooping little Bam Bam ass when he was 5 years old instead of letting him think it was okay to fuck up his teacher.
Stay strong, Bam Bam. For real. So, all right, man. If you guys have anything to say,
just to my dude, Bam Bam. You, like I've said several times before, sometimes you gotta be a motherfucker and hit a motherfucker with another motherfucker. So he did it, motherfuckers.
That he fucking did.
Yeah. So, all right, man. To my boys, Duke and Mailman. Listen, I love you guys.
Love you too.
And I wish you guys nothing but success and happiness. And to all our listeners out there, you guys keep dreaming. Take care.
Namaste. Namaste.